This is the NOCM ESOL International Intermediate Level B1 listening examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Shall we go to the cinema tomorrow? 2. What time does the party begin? 3. Where is the nearest supermarket? 4. Are you interested in tennis? 5. Do you feel cold? 6. How much does this jumper cost? 7. Why didn't you come to college yesterday? 8. How do I get to the fourth floor office? 9. Can I pay by card? 10. Are you ready to order?
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Shall we go to the cinema tomorrow? 2. What time does the party begin? 3. Where is the nearest supermarket? 4. Are you interested in tennis? 5. Do you feel cold? 6. How much does this jumper cost? 7. Why didn't you come to college yesterday? 8. How do I get to the fourth floor office? 9. Can I pay by card? 10. Are you ready to order?
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hello, Carol. I'm calling to check if you're still coming to visit me this weekend. I know you've not been very well this week. I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Hello, Marina. I'm much better now. It was just toothache, nothing serious. I went to the dentist on Tuesday, so I'm fine now. And yes, of course I'm coming to see you. In fact, I've already booked the train.
Oh, that's great. What time will you be arriving? I'll come to the station to meet you.
The train is the 5:30 p.m. from Doncaster. It gets into King's Cross station at 7 p.m. on Friday. I hope that's not too late for you.
No, that's okay. I'll meet you there and then we can go somewhere to eat if you like. There's a good restaurant near the station.
Great idea. And what about Saturday?
Well, we could have a quiet morning in my flat and then go out later. We could walk to Kenwood and have lunch in the cafe there and then go to a museum in the afternoon. What do you think?
Yes, that sounds fine to me. I always like going to the V&A Museum, though we could go to an art gallery or a different museum if you prefer. You live in London, so I suppose you've visited them all.
No, not yet. Anyway, I like the V&A Museum too, so let's go there. There's so much to see, and in the evening I'll cook us a meal so we can stay in and catch up on all our news.
Sounds good to me.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hello, Carol. I'm calling to check if you're still coming to visit me this weekend. I know you've not been very well this week. I'm really looking forward to seeing you.
Hello, Marina. I'm much better now. It was just toothache, nothing serious. I went to the dentist on Tuesday, so I'm fine now. And yes, of course I'm coming to see you. In fact, I've already booked the train.
Oh, that's great. What time will you be arriving? I'll come to the station to meet you.
The train is the 5:30 p.m. from Doncaster. It gets into King's Cross station at 7 p.m. on Friday. I hope that's not too late for you.
No, that's okay. I'll meet you there and then we can go somewhere to eat if you like. There's a good restaurant near the station.
Great idea. And what about Saturday?
Well, we could have a quiet morning in my flat and then go out later. We could walk to Kenwood and have lunch in the cafe there and then go to a museum in the afternoon. What do you think?
Yes, that sounds fine to me. I always like going to the V&A Museum, though we could go to an art gallery or a different museum if you prefer. You live in London, so I suppose you've visited them all.
No, not yet. Anyway, I like the V&A Museum too, so let's go there. There's so much to see, and in the evening I'll cook us a meal so we can stay in and catch up on all our news.
Sounds good to me.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Good morning, Matthew. I'm Mrs. Gray.
Hello, Mrs. Gray. Pleased to meet you.
So, you've applied to do a teaching course at this college. First of all, can you tell me why you want to be a teacher?
Well, I've always enjoyed explaining things and trying to help people. I know teaching isn't an easy job, but I'd really like to work with young people.
Why have you decided to become a sports teacher?
I love all sports. I enjoy playing football and I'm very good at athletics, especially running. I also believe it's important for students to do sport at school.
Yes, I agree. Why do you think it's important?
Well, it's important for our health to keep physically fit and active, but exercise is good for our bodies and mental health too. Playing sport also teaches students about teamwork.
Thank you. So how did you become interested in sport?
It's difficult to pick one reason, but I remember sport was always important in our house when I was a child. My mum was a really good athlete, actually. We used to go and watch her running marathon races, and because of that, I joined a running club when I was a teenager.
Thank you, Matthew. How do you think teachers can encourage their students to enjoy sport?
That's a good question. I think many students like taking part in sport. They want to be the best. However, some students are not so confident. Teachers should praise them for taking part and trying their best. Sport isn't just about winning.
Thank you, Matthew. You made some interesting points. Now I'm going to show you around the college.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Good morning, Matthew. I'm Mrs. Gray.
Hello, Mrs. Gray. Pleased to meet you.
So, you've applied to do a teaching course at this college. First of all, can you tell me why you want to be a teacher?
Well, I've always enjoyed explaining things and trying to help people. I know teaching isn't an easy job, but I'd really like to work with young people.
Why have you decided to become a sports teacher?
I love all sports. I enjoy playing football and I'm very good at athletics, especially running. I also believe it's important for students to do sport at school.
Yes, I agree. Why do you think it's important?
Well, it's important for our health to keep physically fit and active, but exercise is good for our bodies and mental health too. Playing sport also teaches students about teamwork.
Thank you. So how did you become interested in sport?
It's difficult to pick one reason, but I remember sport was always important in our house when I was a child. My mum was a really good athlete, actually. We used to go and watch her running marathon races, and because of that, I joined a running club when I was a teenager.
Thank you, Matthew. How do you think teachers can encourage their students to enjoy sport?
That's a good question. I think many students like taking part in sport. They want to be the best. However, some students are not so confident. Teachers should praise them for taking part and trying their best. Sport isn't just about winning.
Thank you, Matthew. You made some interesting points. Now I'm going to show you around the college.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
90-year-old John Thompson started a challenge to walk 90 miles over 9 days to raise money for a local charity. He spent several months training nearly every day for the challenge. John set off from his hometown in the southeast of the UK. He set off on his birthday. A large crowd of supporters, including family and friends, were at the start of the walk to wish John good luck. On arriving at the first stop after 5 hours of walking, John said it went very well and he was looking forward to a hot bath and a good meal. He explained that he wanted to do something different for his birthday this year. Instead of having a normal party with his family and friends, he thought it would be a better idea to do something to help other people. John has been supporting his local charity for over 25 years. The charity said that it was amazing for someone of his age to try to complete such a difficult challenge.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
90-year-old John Thompson started a challenge to walk 90 miles over 9 days to raise money for a local charity. He spent several months training nearly every day for the challenge. John set off from his hometown in the southeast of the UK. He set off on his birthday. A large crowd of supporters, including family and friends, were at the start of the walk to wish John good luck. On arriving at the first stop after 5 hours of walking, John said it went very well and he was looking forward to a hot bath and a good meal. He explained that he wanted to do something different for his birthday this year. Instead of having a normal party with his family and friends, he thought it would be a better idea to do something to help other people. John has been supporting his local charity for over 25 years. The charity said that it was amazing for someone of his age to try to complete such a difficult challenge.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Simon used to look after the tallest tree in the Royal Botanical Garden in Edinburgh. He is very upset because the tree has fallen down during a recent storm. It was planted 166 years ago by Queen Victoria's eldest son, Albert. It was a Himalayan cedar tree and was over 30 metres tall. The Himalayan cedar trees can live for up to 600 years, so this one was still quite young. It was one of the favourite trees for visitors to see in the garden. The storm destroyed or damaged many other trees in the garden and many windows were broken in the garden's hothouses. Fortunately, the garden was closed during the storm, so nobody was injured by the falling trees. Workers in the hothouses have wrapped the tropical plants in material to protect them from Scotland's winter weather until the windows are fixed. The Royal Botanical Garden still has one of the largest plant collections in the world.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
Simon used to look after the tallest tree in the Royal Botanical Garden in Edinburgh. He is very upset because the tree has fallen down during a recent storm. It was planted 166 years ago by Queen Victoria's eldest son, Albert. It was a Himalayan cedar tree and was over 30 metres tall. The Himalayan cedar trees can live for up to 600 years, so this one was still quite young. It was one of the favourite trees for visitors to see in the garden. The storm destroyed or damaged many other trees in the garden and many windows were broken in the garden's hothouses. Fortunately, the garden was closed during the storm, so nobody was injured by the falling trees. Workers in the hothouses have wrapped the tropical plants in material to protect them from Scotland's winter weather until the windows are fixed. The Royal Botanical Garden still has one of the largest plant collections in the world.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.